Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And tonight, we are going to talk about Holocaust, extinction, annihilation, eradication. The reason why I start off the word Holocaust, because it's such an overused word that is basically, I'm not sure how much of it is bullshit and how much of it is real. Like everything else in this reality, we've all been painted to believe in some things that may have been exaggerated or underreported, depending on how you look at it. But I'm using that word because this is what's going on today. But I want to use a different word. I am tired of the word Holocaust. To be honest with you, I think that has been more than beat to death. Let's talk about a new word, a brand spanking new word for some of you. Some of you know what it means, some of you have never heard of it before, but the term eradication. Eradication. And the reason why I say this is because it seems to me, when you read history, it seems to me anytime you got a contingency, a culture, a group of people to voluntarily end their lives by trusting the enemy, what wound up happening was there wasn't a genocide, there wasn't a homicide, there wasn't a democide, there wasn't a planicide. It was an eradication, a complete removal of peoples, cultures, ideologies, religions, philosophies, politics, gone, gone. So we're heading toward a new world order. Well, I shouldn't say we're heading, we're in it. We're knee deep in this shit, and it's shit, it's all shit. There's nothing godly about this new world order. It's all bullshit. Demonic to no end. Operated by AI. And we happen to be caught between a hard place and a rock for most of us. So now we're hearing that, you know, different things are being enacted. Different things are being challenged. Different things are being, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, whatever you want to call it. We are being, you know, by a bunch of wording that we're calling laws. Okay, I'll give you an example. The province of Saskatchewan has a minister's order dated September 13, 2021, but they already enacted it last March 2020. It's called the Emergency Planning Act, okay, for Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan, I was planning on moving there. I was actually considering moving there. Maybe I'm not now. But anyway, it controls the prohibit of travel to and from any area of Saskatchewan. Welcome to Canada, eh? In old Canada, I cannot travel in my own country. Now the people of Saskatchewan are not able to leave Saskatchewan. Imagine that. It says it can cause the evacuation of persons and the removal of persons or livestock and personal property from any area of Saskatchewan that is or may be affected by an emergency. What emergency are we talking about here? Think about that. For a scamdemic that has never been isolated, has been perpetrated to be doing all kinds of damage and destruction, and oh God, the hospitals are overloaded and people are dying, and oh gee, ja, hoo, ah, and all this bullshit. And the only people that are dying are those that voluntarily drank the Kool-Aid and followed the edict, the Emergency Act. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. We got too many dead bodies. Well, we killed too many of them with the vaccine. Shit, what are we going to do? We're going to bury them in Saskatchewan. I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm not. Authorized entry into any building or any land without warrant by any person in the course of implementing the emergency plan. I thought the governments had to declare this first, that this was an emergency. What emergency? Have any of you anywhere in Canada seen anybody die? Has anybody seen anybody die? Drop dead in front of you? Streets of cars filled with accidents, 401 jam-packed because people died behind the wheel? Has anybody seen this in Canada? How about the United States? Has anybody seen anybody die on I-94 or I-90 or 8090 or I-75 or any other major highway in America? Has anybody seen a clustering of cars because people just died behind the wheel? Has anybody seen that? You gone to the grocery store and you seen people line up at the till and all of a sudden 20 of them drop dead in front of you? That's a pandemic. That's a real pandemic. Not this bullshit we've been told. Oh, we got a pandemic. We need to wear a mask. You need to social distance. You need to dip your hand in methanol and wipe your hands clean so that you can die of kidney damage and liver damage and go blind and God knows what else. Has anybody anywhere in North America seen this happen? Anywhere in North America, grocery store, church, protests, marches, anywhere, gatherings of any kind. How many of you had a birthday party or a wedding or a celebrated some kind of holiday like Easter or Christmas, had 99 people over your house, didn't tell anybody? Did anybody die? Anywhere? Any place? Anywhere? I'm just kind of, I'm throwing it out there. I'm just speaking off the top of my head, but I live in Windsor, Ontario. I've yet to see anybody drop dead on the street, much less anywhere else. I haven't seen what happened to China. So I'm beginning to wonder if what happened to China was nothing but a staged event that was all done by actors. Don't know. Some of it looked real. Some of it looked like a 6G hit. But some of it, we've seen people laying in the gurneys or whatever you call those things, beds or whatever. They said they were dead. Were they? Were they dead? Or were they acting? I mean, all of a sudden we change. I mean, Fauci is such a good liar and a flip-flopper that he even taught the minister of Alberta his technique. Oh, we're so sorry. We made a mistake. We're gonna make you wear the mask. And oh, we're so sorry. Oh. Bullshit's so thick you can cut it with a butter knife. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then we got, Ford. Ford's next. Ford has got to be coming up sooner or later. Oh, he's already said we're going to have a passport after the 20th or the 22nd. Now, if you want to go to some kind of event. I mean, seriously, everybody should just say, Chuck you, Farley. Shove your event up your ass. And we're not, we'll go anywhere we want to go anyway. The mentality that's going on globally amazes me. I was talking to somebody in Nebraska today. I was looking for a house to rent, and they gave me this phone number. So I dialed the number, and I wind up with a real estate agent in Nebraska. I said, how'd that happen, you know? So I hung up. I know I apologized, and I hung up, and I called the number, and again, I get a hold of her again. I thought, wait a minute, what's going on? I said, I apologized to her, and I said, look, you know, this is the number they gave me, and I'm calling you. And so then we started talking about Nebraska and Ontario and what's going on. You know, it's always good to talk to your neighbors, right? This way you can see what's going on. And so she was telling me about Nebraska and how they're fighting it and how we're fighting it, and the whole thing's bullshit. And, you know, it's the more this goes on, even though the Supreme Court in the United States said that mandatory vaccines cannot be made mandatory, I'm sure the President of the United States of America is going to force it on anyway. And I'm waiting to see who's going to win our election over here, who gets selected, because there won't be an election, that's for damn sure. Anybody, like I said, still thinks you can pull a lever and you're going to have a vote. You ain't got no vote. You never had a vote. That's really delusional. But anyway, we'll see who's going to get selected. And then we'll see who's going to really, you know, you got the PPC saying that they're not going to follow the game plan. You know, hopefully it doesn't flip around like the guy in Florida did. Well, if there's an emergency, then we'll have to bring in measures, whatever. But we'll see, because we don't know. But after this election is done, Canada, you better wear a seatbelt, strap down, because you're about to get screwed. It's going to be like you've never seen. We're going to probably be right neck and neck with Australia. So don't think for 1 minute, because I'm going to say something about Canada right now. Because this election is going on, it's giving you the impression that you can kick back and take it easy. They have softened their hand. They're not softening their hand. They're wrapping the cord around it so that when they pull it good and tight, you're not going to be able to breathe. That's coming. We have, in Saskatchewan, the Emergency Planning Act. I talk to a buddy of mine there all the time. He says, nothing's happening there. Everything's status quo. They are inventing ways and means to create the eradication of Canadians. There's only about 30 million of us. Probably it's about all there really is. You know, the other 5 or 6 million are probably already dead from the injections that they've been passing out for the last 6 months. You know, if you figure out 50,000 people a week die, and that's 200,000 a month. You know, 5 months, it's 1 million people, if it's not more. That's, again, based on the 3-day death toll that the U.S. had, and taking 10% of their death toll and, you know, just deducing it from ours. So, like I said, we really don't, there's nothing really happening, you know. Saskatchewan, I mean, like I said, I talk to people there all the time. Buddy of mine, nothing's happening. But we have, you know, a activity going on here that we need to really pay attention to in regard to what we're seeing today, what's going on. Now, they're talking about a secret Holocaust or a secret eradication. Where are the millions of people that have been getting injected or dying? Where are their graves? Where are they burying them? Are they sending them to China to harvest the DNA? Are they burying them down some sort of, you know, military silo somewhere? You know, a silo that doesn't have any more nukes? Or maybe they're putting it in, you know, in a place where it's highly radioactive, so that the box, the pine box, or the rubber, or whatever they got them in, will break down and burn too. You know, think about that. people have marched into clinics, all the free spots that they can get injected and for free, and they gladly chose to take this injection, not knowing what it is, not knowing what it's composed of, not knowing how it actually works, just following the orders, the culling of a nation, the culling of a planet. They're saying over half the population has been injected. Over half. That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. And we will see how many of them are going to drop. Now I'm going to bounce it around a little bit here, because the UN now is going to have a meeting on climate control, a new level and way of eradicating a population. How many of you noticed that the moon is inside of our orbit? Have any noticed that lately? Like, it's really huge. It's not like when we were kids and looked up at the moon at nighttime and it's way, way, way up there. No, no. It's like inside of our orbit. I don't know what that is, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's a craft. I don't know if it's something they built. Don't know. But I don't think that's the moon. Call me crazy, but I don't think that's the moon. And with the weather weapons that they have and the damage that they are doing to the GP across the planet. Look, we had Fort McMurray get burned up with directed energy weapons. We had Lytton, BC get burned up with directed energy weapons. We had Paradise in California get burned up with energy directed energy weapons. We had Algeria get burned up and had the release of strontium and lithium with directed energy weapons. Greece was having their countryside catch on fire because of the heat. We had a major heat wave go across Canada, you know, averaging almost 50 degrees Celsius. That would be explained if the Gulf of Mexico was actually moving. But the Gulf of Mexico hasn't moved since they dumped the core exit into it. And as a result of the core exit not moving, we don't have the transfer of heat going across the countryside, because that's what transfers the heat up to the north, keeping the Arctic air up into the Arctic. We're having a meltdown of the ice caps. It's because the heat wave that normally keeps the cold air compressed up into the north isn't doing that anymore. Eventually, I can see, perhaps, they don't keep hitting us with directed energy weapons. You know, global warming. Al Gore, there's global warming. Well, he's correct. But he is correct. I mean, you're finding directed energy weapons on the planet with a high-powered photonic energy that produces a high amount of heat. You're going to heat the planet up. You're going to cause major chaos on the environment. You're going to cause major chaos in the jet stream. And you can create a transference of heat across the planet, not just with the directed energy weapons, but what happens when you turn on these towers? They each have a 300-mile circumference range that they can reach. These are microwaves. What if you turned on a couple hundred of them and did it strategically across the countryside? You'd heat things up. And what happens when you heat up aluminum and titanium and cadmium and boron and, you know, silica and carbon? You create high levels of static electrical discharge, which also produces a lot of heat. Imagine that. All being done. And now the UN is having a closed-door climate exchange meeting at the UN. Okay, what country isn't taking the shot? All right, we're going to target those countries. What regions are not taking the shot? What regions are doing the most protesting? What regions are doing? We're going to send the tech over there. We'll get the Russians on one side, the Americans on the other side, the Chinese on the other side, the Japanese, the French, the English, and we'll burn them all out. Sounds far-fetched, doesn't it? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi horror movie. But it's not inconceivable at all. You know, you're going to have to start to think in terms of what's happening here and what's really going on and how everything seems so well played, well conceived, and staged at the appropriate time. Have you noticed this? Again, maybe I'm a little crazy. Maybe I see things that aren't there. Maybe I'm drinking too much brandy. I don't think so. I'm still able to talk and do a show, so I'm not drinking enough. Maybe I should start cannabis. I don't know. But don't you notice that every time that they're doing something, it seems like it's done in conjunction as something is winding down. They incorporate a brand new danger, danger, Will Robinson scenario. Imagine that. Imagine that. But that wouldn't happen, would it? You know, I mean, I'm looking at something here called State of the Nation, and it's talking about how hard data proves that Big Pharma knew COVID vaccines would worsen and prolong the pandemic. If we ever had a pandemic. This is the thing that I really get disdainful with these articles. We've never, ever isolated the so-called pandemic, ever. If we had a real pandemic, I wouldn't be doing a radio show right now. I'd be dead. You wouldn't be listening to the radio show right now. You too would be dead. If we don't know what it is and we've never had it isolated, and the only thing that I've actually really heard from 7 major universities in the United States state all they found was influenza A and influenza B, which I do concur with, that's probably all this really is. Maybe a mutated strain of influenza A and influenza B. That's been isolated. That's what they actually found investigating 1,500 people, all flavors and shapes and sizes. And that's all they found. But they didn't find corona. They didn't find COVID. They didn't find the deviant. They didn't find delta. They didn't find lambda. They didn't find mu. All this coming from a market in China, which they're now saying is coming from the wildlife, the raccoons that they were selling in China for food. Another Fauci flip-flop. Oh, it was the fish. They caught these fish, and the fish must have been contaminated. Oh, wait a minute. You know, oh, they got some stuff from the United States and from Canada, from Manitoba and from Maryland. Oh, wait, no. It was bats. We got it from the bats. Nope, we got it from the bat shit. Oh, wait, nope. Now it's raccoons. Let's call this the Chinese flu, shall we? The Chinese Wuhan flu. Let's call it that. To piss off the Chinese, because they don't really like the idea of having something named after them that's just, you know, just denigrating. the Wuhan flu. That would probably be the closest thing to the truth in regarding to what this is. A strain of a virus made in a lab in China, using raw material from the United States and Canada that was distributed to a lab in China, which then they were able to manipulate and mutate and created a brand new strain of flu. If they had said that, that would have made so much sense. They might have had a convincing argument that maybe you need to take some steps to protect you and use some protocols, because now we don't know what this flu can do. And how can you create an injection with something you've never isolated, and since you don't know what it can do, because it's never really been tested correctly, how can you create an injection to inject into people for something you don't know what it is? I never understood how the President of the United States could warp speed a concoction made with nanogenetics and programming to the general population, knowing full well that all these tests that were done with these injections on the animals, that the animals all died. So I don't understand that. I have a hard time trying to grasp that one. And you can make up whatever excuse you want, but it's still wrong. And then you got the current court jester in the White House, who was again selected. I don't believe the American population would have been stupid enough to put this moron in power. I think it was rigged. Had to be. And same thing in Canada. There's no way that the person we have in there right now got elected. They all got selected. And none of them, you know, I mean, think about what we have in Canada. We have two left-wing parties. One's a right, one's a left, but they're both left-wing. You got an NDP party, which means no damn party. Doesn't do anything. These are politicians that didn't quite make it into the conservative realm and didn't qualify to be liberals. So this is what we have. So they formed a party, a reject party called the NDP. Then we have a party that wants to break up Canada, that is represented in Parliament. I mean, does that make sense to anybody? So nothing can get done except they all get together and say, okay, we'll do it this way. And they all go along. No contention, no challenge, nothing. So you got five parties all walking hand in hand, singing Kumbaya, and killing the population of Canada. Imagine that. And now we have an election. The only difference is now we have a PPC party. Now, what has me concerned about the PPC party, if they say they do win a majority, let's say they do, how are we going to stop them? How are we going to stop them if they decide when they get in power that they're going to comply with the current status quo? It's a legitimate question. How can that be stopped? See, a minority party takes a long time to get anything done. A majority party gets it done immediately. So that's a question that I still haven't got an answer to. How would we stop a majority party? And I'm not saying PPC, okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not picking on the PPC, any of them. I can't see a majority party coming out of this. All I can see is another 2 years of minority bullshit That's what I see. This is what should be happening, because everybody I know and talk to, nobody is taking any stock, especially in the Liberal Party. That's a joke. They've been trying to shut us down and keep on further injecting us. I mean, they're murderers. They're just bloodthirsty murderers. Following their orders. So, like I said, there should be no majority this time around either. None of them are qualified to tie their shoe with Velcro, you know. So we'll see what gets selected. You know, a buddy of mine sent me an email. I said, no, there's no election, just a selection. We ain't going to have a say in the vote. It's just going to happen. If Trudeau gets a majority government, it will definitely be as a result of a selection. There's no way he is in any shape to win any majority, especially in Ontario. So anyway, he's already been booed, stoned, screamed at, challenged. If you go from Ontario to BC, if somebody actually called him out in BC. Made some rude comments about his wife, which was really, you know, that was kind of stepping over the line. I mean, if you want to call a prime minister or call him out or whatever, that's one thing. You know, you may not like him or his character or his policies, but I mean, I think leaving the wife out of it should have been left alone. That should never cross the line. But, you know, I know what the guy says to irk him. Which he did. But, you know, there's a thing where there's a little bit of, you know, let's have some limitations. I mean, if the guy's an asshole, you can call him an asshole. That's not to do with his wife. That just has to do with him, you know. So, but that's my thinking. And again, I'm not taking a side. I'm just saying, you know, the policies of the Liberal Party, the Prime Minister, they don't work. They're not working. And I think Saskatchewan is intending on being the prototype so they can do this to the rest of the country. I often said many a time, keep yourself armed. Be prepared. You know, we're not looking for trouble, but if it comes, you're ready for it. That's my thing. And like I said, you know, vermin, there's lots of vermin out there. Lots of vermin, you know. We have a rat problem in Ontario. You know, those toys that make noise come in handy. You know, make a sandwich. Ooh, look, ratchetori. The interesting thing about this is how they organize this whole situation here. And now every country at about the same exact time, approximately within a week or 2 weeks of each other, all had an outbreak at the same time. Now, what are the odds of that? What are the odds of that? This was all coordinated. Imagine the money they had spent to coordinate this drama. You know, and how they all came up with the same idea. And how we had in North America and in Europe, four, not one, not two, not three, but four operating systems to be released on the general population at staggered moments. AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer. And how they all gave us side effects about the same time. And now, you know, in April of 2021, 350,000 people died of the injection. Imagine that. 350, almost 400,000, sorry, way past 350. Almost 400,000 died. They died. Taking the jab. They got a little stabbed. Got tagged and bagged. Where are the bodies? We don't know. Where do you put that many bodies? We don't know. A day in China being turned into fertilizer? We don't know. No, they're liquefying the bodies and they're not burning them. And if you look at this chart on here, you'll see Albania, you'll see Argentina, you'll see Austria, you'll see Azerbaijan, holy jeez. You'll see Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Brazil. When the shots were out, it got worse and people died. And nothing has changed, except over a period of time, they have injected more people and people died. Croatia, buddy of mine lives there. Colombia, Chile, Bulgaria. I think the Bulgarians or the Romanians told them to go shove it up their arse. They weren't taking a shot. Cyprus. When we look at all that's going on and begin to understand that it ain't what they're telling us, this is eradication. This is eradication. You know, we are seeing the eradicating of men and women across the planet because somebody has decided to play God. Imagine that. I think when the real God comes back, someone's going to get an ass whooping. And it ain't going to be me. It's going to be them. And now I want to also show how these vaccines can actually eradicate. There's a link here on protein-based vaccines. We're talking about spike proteins. Let me remind you, the spike isn't what they're telling you. The way they want you to think about it and the way it really is two different things. A spike protein is a programmable protein or peptide that integrates with the nanotechnology. And it can be activated by an operating system within the vaccine itself. It can be operated by a frequency from a cell phone or a tower or any other means of transmitting a frequency. It can be activated by DNA, a chemical reaction or protein reaction. And that protein-based vaccine now can do all kinds of wonderful things. Like self-assemble, self-repair, manipulate, shift, and shape. And it can go into any part of the immune system and take it out. So when we're looking at some of this, you're going to get an idea how it's very difficult, almost impossible, to be able to remove this because of the nature of the operating systems that these things have running. They're not all in sync in the same operating system, but they can be accessed. And each one has a different access point and a different operating system and a different program. And as your body starts mass producing these things, it's almost impossible to do anything more than just to run its course. So when we're looking at some of the stuff that they're telling us, when you read this, this is going to give you a whole different idea how this can morph, change, shift, repair, and multiply. I just did an interview just before the show with Australia, and he says, is there anything we can do to get this out? I said, no. There's no way you can get this out. If you had the one shot, that's bad enough. But if you got both shots, according to the Pfizer's report, you've only got one, like I said, 16% functioning immune system. And it can be taken out very simply with anything that it gets, any epigenetics that it gets exposed to. Like I said, when we're looking at this whole design here, even using viruses, there's another one there, I think the definition is VLP, virus-like particles. What are they doing putting virus-like particles in people? So, when we're looking at some of the wonderful things that this can do, and you begin to grasp the scope of what they've done with this bioweapon, okay, it'll give you more reason not to take it. Now, I heard an interview where you had a bunch of people talking about telling us how if we don't take the shot, we're going to die. Well, if I take the shot, I'm going to die either way. Death is an inevitability for all of us. One day we are born, we live some kind of existence, and then we die. And then we go home. We go to be with our God. Okay? Now, this is the reality that we've all been taught to accept. But, all of a sudden now, if we take this shot, we're going to be okay. And yet I see people coming in my shop telling me all the time, their friends are dying, their relatives are dying, their pets are dying, their associates are dying. Let me read a little something here. VLPs and small subviral particles. Virus-like particles, VLPs, mimic the natural process of viral capsid of self-assembling through recombinant technology to generate particles that exhibit similar structural and antigenic properties of their authentic viruses. This is synthetic biology. Let me further read this. Small subviral particles can also be constructed by generating truncated viral structured proteins. They resemble the size and shape of viruses but do not contain any viral genetic material, meaning they are not infectious. This is what they're saying. But since this is a synthetic biology, and if it can't cause an infection, then what would stimulate a autoimmune response from your systems? VLPs offer the advantage of being repetitive antigen display systems, and it has been demonstrated that antibody titers increase when antigens are displayed repetitively. So, due to the increase of cross-linking B-cell receptors leading to B-cell activation. In addition, VLPs possess self-adjuvanting properties. This is a cocktail. They have absolutely no idea what it can really do. This is based on some model they got off of an AI network. And this is not what's happening. I think what's actually happening is what they thought wasn't going to produce a viral load is producing one. Again, what are viruses basically? They're exosomes. I mean, that's what they really are. What are exosomes? Toxic proteins that the body expels through breathing. What happens when you inject toxic proteins into the system? Imagine that. Imagine that. This is eradication. Another form of eradication. And I'm saying this so that you guys get a good idea, you know, with what we're dealing with here. And how, and you can find a lot of this information yourself just by typing in some of the stuff that I'm talking about tonight. It's like I said, it's amazing. It is just amazing, you know, when you look at this technology from different reference points even. Computational studies of viral protein nano actuators. This thing here, let me see if I can read it. Okay, let me read this real quick. The motor, let's see where to go. The conformational change produces a motion of 10 nanometers, making the VPL, which is a basic linear actuator that can further interface with other organic and inorganic nanoscale components such as DNA actuators, carbon nanotubes. This paper presents the principal operation of the BPL motor. And when you start reading this thing, let me read a little bit about this. The recent explosion of research in nanotechnology, combined with important discoveries in molecular biology, has created a new interest in biomolecular machines and robots. The main goal in the field of biomolecular machines is to use various biological elements whose functions at the cellular level creates a motion force or a signal as machine components that perform the same function in response to the same biological stimuli, but in an artificial setting. In this way, protein and DNA could act as motors, mechanical joints, transmission elements, or sensors. If all these different components are assembled together, they could potentially form nano devices with multiple degrees of freedom, able to apply forces and manipulate objects in the nanoscale world, transfer information from the nano to the macroscale world, and even travel in a nanoscale environment. Jumping. Now, let me further read this. This is important here. Just as the conventional macro machines are used to develop forces and motions to accomplish specific tasks, bio nano machines can be used to manipulate nano objects to assemble and fabricate other machines or products and to perform maintenance, repair, and inspection operations. The advantages in developing bio nano machines include energy, blah, blah, blah. Now, that part there, you have to understand what that's really saying. Let me go back and go over just a portion of this. Develop forces and motion to accomplish specific tasks. Bio nano machines can be used to manipulate nano objects to assemble, fabricate other machines or products, and to perform maintenance, repair, inspection, or operations. This means that if you assault this technology, or if the immune system assaults this technology, and something breaks, this will act like its own immune system to repair itself, to make more of itself, to be able to look at itself and understand to make sure that it's working. Basically, it's mimicking our immune system, but it's doing it for this construct that is providing inside the DNA. Let me go on here. The advantage in developing bio-nanomachines include energy efficiency due to their intermolecular and interatomic interactions. In other words, they communicate, talk to each other, and assemble. They know where to go, when to be, and what to do. Low maintenance needs and high reliability due to the lack of wear, and also due to the nature's homeostatic mechanisms, self-optimization and self-adaption. These are an adaptable program. They're designed to be adaptable. They're designed to be efficient. And they're designed to function and to fabricate themselves and to repair themselves. We used to talk about self-assembly, self-repair, self-replicate for nanotechnology. Now we're talking about biomolecular machines or nanobiomolecularity. This becomes very, very, very complicated. And because they have fused DNA with the nano, it's a little different than dealing just with nano poisoning, nano assembly. We are not, now it's not just nano and us. You get these injections, it's nano plus and us. And if its mechanisms are designed to fabricate machines to produce whatever infectious component, it too then will be able to determine who to jump to, who to shed on. And if it sheds in the environment, it will adapt. It has the capacity to adapt and to optimize itself to be as effective as possible. They have created a plague. That's what this is saying. They have created a plague. You know, they are creating an actuator. An actuator is something that just gets things, initiates a movement, initiates a activity. When you see the sophistication of some of this, and then you begin to see the damage that it does, and this is designed to assault the DNA. I wanted everybody to see these things so you can have a grasp of what's really going on. So when you hear these morons talking about how they can take this out, and how they can do this and how they can do that, they can't do jack shit. Perfectly bunch of bunk. The sophistication of this technology puts it in such a realm that there's nothing you can really do at this point. If it hops, it's one thing. Because you have now your immune system able to fight it off or try to fighting it off. And it will eventually overcome the immune system because it's designed to do so. Now, if you create a dynamic where you can burn it out of the body, since it is a machine, you can overload it and cause it to self-destruct, where you can literally wipe out the program. This is where the static charge comes in, electrostatic technology, if you will. Then you'll disengage it, you'll wipe it out. But if you're not doing that, sooner or later, eventually, you will get infected. This is a plague. This is a plague being spread by the people they injected. That's why the doctors that were coming out saying those who were unvaccinated are not the problem. This is why I'm saying that you can't really integrate the those who are vaccinated with unvaccinated. It's one will infect the other. You know, it's just how it works. It's just how it works. So, like I said, we have shown you how to build a technology on the BitChute channel. So I encourage you to go watch those channels. Just type in Independence for BitChute.com, then type in Independence and go look at those four videos that we did on jumping, the surge and purge, and the capacitors, part one and two. It will make a difference. It'll make a difference. Like I said, you know, we're not living in the good old days. You know. Now they created also nanoparticles for RNA interference. It's called siRNA. And it's designed to interfere with the RNA. I think it's called selective interference RNA. Now this is another thing that's been designed again to target whatever they're saying they want to target. But this can also target a person's DNA, interfere with it, and shut it down. What could possibly go wrong with all this technology being pumped into a person's body? Think about that for a minute. What could possibly go wrong? All this shit, interfering, blocking this, growing here, assembling this, moving this, acting this, you know, developing this, you know, complete optimization and replication. What could possibly go wrong? And then you wonder why people were bleeding. I wonder why people was having this, having that. So anyway, I put these there for everybody to look at because I think, and again, it's not a light read, but it is a read. And when you start seeing this stuff, you might understand the nature of all this and how it's working, why it's doing what it's doing, and how dangerous it is to being that the how dangerous the vaccinated are. We don't have none of this shit in us. And they said, well, if you don't get the shot, you're going to die. If I get the shot, I'm going to be infecting other people. I have a theory, just a theory. When the Georgia Guidestone said there's only going to be about 500 million and the protocols of Zion are saying 600 million and the latest number has said 1 billion, I think these are the only people left that didn't take the shot. Because I think everybody else is going to be dead. That's just my speculation. I mean, there's other things, other prophecies in the Bible, the War of Armageddon and all these other things, which are also going to bring down, you know, 3 billion people according to that war, according to what we're reading. Now think about that. They're saying 3 billion people have been infected with the shot and 3 billion die in the War of Armageddon. I wonder if there's a connection. I don't know. I'm just, at this point, speculating. But I find that that's coincidental that same number of people are going to that have been injected also die in the War of Armageddon. Kind of makes you wonder. I also put something there on grapefruit seed extract. Now, I think grapefruit seed extract in combination with zinc should act as a pretty powerful defense against the virus. I use it every day with zinc, and I use it also in conjunction with other essential oils. I happen to use bay leaf. And I use Siberian fir, and sometimes I use just a simple orange. But anyway, and they're combined, and I take them in. But grapefruit seed extract is a very, very powerful antibacterial. But it's got components in it that should be able to take out a virus as well. So, and if you combine that with zinc and vitamin C, you might have a triplet, trifecta. So I put the information there for everybody to read as well. So this way we have, I mean, those of us who are talking the truth, we really don't have, and are in the minority at this point, since two-thirds are not functioning, one-third is watching, the other third is dying, and the other third is fighting. When you understand the nature of all this, you know, and what's going on, remember, like I said, there's more than one way of doing things. And I'm giving you this as well because it might be accessible in your respective countries, and or you can order it and keep it on hand. You'd be surprised that this rectifies a lot more than what they say. You know, and it's had some bad PR, so don't email, oh, it's got this, so yeah, that's what works. You know, it's got a benzene chloride in it. I don't have a problem with that. The amount is so small, and it's very effective in killing some of the viral components that were supposedly being dealt with. So we've gone from a non-isolated material that's supposed to be creating the major pandemic on the planet to an actual bioweapon here that you're going to read for yourself that's killing people. And everybody's caught in the, you know, the little song and pony that they've created. Imagine that. Makes one wonder, don't you think? Anyway, I think I'm going to call it at this point. I think I probably pushed the limit. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. I can't emphasize that enough. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read what the book of Acts is all about. Read the letters, how Paul was encouraging the church to be steadfast in the faith. Read the book of Revelations, you know, get to understand where we're at in this timeline. Don't let anybody influence you until you read it for yourself. You may not understand all of it, that's fine. As you continue to read and act and live by those principles, you will see it more and more and more and more. So I just figured I'd let you know all of this. Up on top of my page, there's all kinds of people there displaying all kinds of different things to help you out. Help out anybody you can. Help anybody that you decide to, you want to help, by all means, you know. If you can help them financially, do so. If not, share the information. Share it. This way the word gets out to everybody. And then people can look for the information for themselves because we have the links right here. Alrighty. On that point, I always say at the end of these shows as well that we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.